This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll do our mock draft injection here in just a second. This is a text I got, not on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. I got this to my phone. It's from Reggie Atitula, who you can hear 10 to 2 each day with John Lopez on In the Loop. They do a fantastic show. Reggie said, how fair is it to critique Steph? Does he have to compete every single year? He's done 7 of these. He's an 11-time All-Star. Look, I like Steph Curry. Much to the chagrin of many Rocket fans out there, I'm a Steph Curry fan. My issue is with him not doing it in front of his home crowd. You know, he was played up huge as the face of this weekend in San Francisco. He gushed in the post-game press conference after the All-Star game, saying all sorts of things that almost nobody, practically nobody agreed with about how amazing the weekend was and how this was such a showcase for basketball. There's way more people, it feels like, complaining about that weekend than anything else. But my point is that Steph was like vaulted front and center as the host, if you will, like the de facto host of the weekend. So I think him chunking up 25 or 30 three-pointers for the crowd is not a huge ask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Even what the hell is this?
Been in 7 of them or whatever.
Yeah, come on. It's one time. It one time.
Come on,
Steph. All right, were you making room for the youngsters? No, this is a league of stars, Steph Curry.
Yes, you're
damn
one
it
of them. Yeah.
I will not. And then the gaming of the Chris Paul and
Wemby
and Wembanyama gaming that little skills obstacle course or whatever. That
was just lame.
I'm doubly offended by that, because for one, all right, it's lame that they tried to game the system, yet at the same time, all right, like, have a better game where the rules don't incentivize you to tank the 3-point shooting.
Right.
Like, for those of you who don't know, they got this obstacle course, and there was a time element, but you got points for making.
No. The shots, here's how it worked. You win by getting the shortest time doing the obstacle course. They have 3 balls in the rack. If you make one, you don't have to shoot the other 2. So making one speeds it up. And so instead, they just figured, well, it's faster for us just to essentially like just dump the rack instead of even attempt a shot. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was a stupid rule. They should have foreseen that being an issue. But then when guys in the league where the gather step and everything else is like they do everything, they guys will try to exploit the rule book to the nth degree.
Yeah.
You can't disqualify guys because they're playing by the rules. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And
so
they
it was
did.
Done by it was done, it was it violated the spirit of the competition, yet at the same time, you can't disqualify him for it.
They did. They walked over to them and they walked over and said, you're disqualified.
The All-Star game has actively made me angrier about the NBA.
Yes, it's what it's done to everybody. it's not
the hell.
It's not been a good showcase, man. All right. You know what you need, Seth? You need a mock draft injection. That's exactly
give it
what
to
you
me, Sean.
Right into your veins. Yes. All right, let's do it. This is a pro football focus mock draft. We do this. This is our mock draft injection. We do it each and every day at about this time during draft season. And we know what the Texans' needs are. The Texans' needs are interior offensive line, wide receiver, and interior defensive line. All feel that seems to be the general consensus among a lot of the experts, too. Like, if you look at needs, those are the three. And that's all we've seen them draft so far in these mock draft injections that we've done. So let's do this one here. Let's see what the Texans are picking. Do they pick anybody different than the folks we've seen over the last week to 10 days? With the 25th pick overall in the 2025 Pro Football Focus mock draft, the Houston Texans select Luther Burden III, wide receiver, Mizzou. They say this, Nico Collins is an established number one wide receiver presence on the outside for the Texans, but adding a talented and productive slot receiver would make life easier for C.J. Stroud and make Houston's offense more dynamic and dangerous. Burden played more than 80% of his snaps out of the slot over the past two seasons and is dangerous with the ball in his hands, and that is 1,000% true. He is a really good football player.
Yeah, and he's I've heard people compare him to Kadarius Toney, but a more polished version. Not on the temperament side.
A less psychopathic version, yeah.
Yeah. And actually, on that side, on the swarm side of things, he's eager to block. He shows a tenacity when he's blocking, which is a little bit hard to reconcile with, though, too, that his... his drops tend to increase when there's footsteps nearby. So it's I don't know. Like, he shows plenty of toughness when it comes to wanting to block and do all those things.
Yeah.
But he tends to either lose focus and concentration or in traffic, just he's not as sure-handed. But he plays in an offense where he doesn't really have he's got a pretty limited route tree, and the vast majority of his catches were at 10 yards or less. But he does have really good deep ball ability, and he can track the ball really well. This would be a fascinating one. I think he's probably getting drafted around mid-first round to 25 or so.
He is, yeah.
So, I wouldn't be upset with that at all. I think... and this immediately, though, when you start thinking slot receiver, you go back to, oh, is Nick Caley going to be more of a New England guy or a Rams guy or whatever? I think they're a good football team guy or a good football player team.
Yes.
That is everything that Nick Caley has said, you adjust and adapt to the strengths of your teams. You could see him, though, being a really good compliment to Nico Collins.
Yeah.
I think at this point, because a lot of the stuff that you see about him is about Burden.
Yeah.
Is similarly what you're hoping you might get out of Tank Dell when he's healthy.
Yep.
In a new scheme, and they maybe use him more underneath and more effectively. But I don't think you can factor Tank Dell into it right now.
No.
I think that it was such a bad injury. You don't know when he's going to be back and what he's going to look like when he comes back. So I think if that's who they like and when he's there, there's drawbacks, but I would be excited about the upside of
it. I would too. I would be excited about that for sake of clarity on this particular mock draft as to who was off the board when the Texans were picking at 25th. The Membu kid, also from Missouri. The interior offensive lineman, interior offensive. He's a tackle, but he can play inside. He went off the board at 13. Emeka Abuka off the board at 21 to Pittsburgh. On the board at the time, they picked Luther Burden in this mock draft, Seth. Tyler Booker, still there.
Oh, yeah.
Gray Zabel, still there. And then Kenneth Grant, who is the interior defensive lineman from Michigan that you like a whole lot, also on the board there as well. So this would be the Texans foregoing maybe the top interior, like not moving from tackle to guard. Like Tyler Booker is a guard and he's really good and he's very swarmy, and they would be passing on him for a slot receiver.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think the way that free agency is looking right now, and the wide receivers, there's not a lot of guys that I feel really good about giving a big chunk of money to in free agency. Whereas with interior offensive linemen, you know, Trey Smith is the cream of the crop, the right guard from the Chiefs, but you can go out and find viable guys that you can plug in right away at interior line, more so than... You just feel better about playing those guys immediately than you do a draft pick. Whereas with wide receivers, we've just seen so many teams able to take rookie wide receivers and get a lot out of them that the way this draft is shaping up, I'm thinking the Texans are probably going to get an interior offensive lineman in free agency, and then you enter the draft really more geared towards defensive tackle and wide receiver than anything else. And obviously that all changes depending on who's available. But I would be, if they had already signed an offensive lineman in free agency, then I would be super excited to get a wide receiver with the number 25 pick.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, we're gonna know, these mock drafts are all done based on how things look right now. The actual draft takes place once a lot of the pieces of the puzzle have been put in place through free agency. That's a good point. Hey, we should mention this time tomorrow we will be talking to Texans GM Nick Caserio.
Probably tell us who they're going to draft.
Yeah, maybe we'll mock draft with him. Like, all right, who are you taking at 25, Nick? I am anxious to talk to him though. Like you, the point you just brought up about anytime it feels like anytime something like a topic is brought up now with the offense over the last few days, people are trying to play this connect the dots game to either the Rams or the Patriots with Nick Caley. And I'm guessing Nick has thoughts on that, you know, as far as like what this is going to look like and how much of the, you know, how much of Caley's history even factors into that.
I think that honestly with Caley, the versatility or the adaptability is a year-to-year thing, and he's said multiple times in basically his two public appearances that we've seen from him that you adapt your scheme to the strength of your players.
Yep.
So maybe they do take a little bit more of a best player available type of scenario where they're not as like, this is where it always gets dicey talking about this type of stuff. Like, who knows exactly how much they valued it before. This is the one thing that we do know from Nick, because he's spoken to us multiple times about it, and he's talked about it. They talk about bands of players in the draft, and I think this is the kind of year where it's going to work into, all right, there might be a point where Luther Burden III, Ibuka, and Matthew Golden are still undrafted, and maybe you move up to... Maybe they're all still undrafted and you're getting down to like the 20th pick.
Yeah.
And maybe the Texans move up to try to get one of those guys.
Get their guy. Yeah.
Or by the same token, if a few of those guys are still not there and you're approaching 25, they might move back a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Some years it's worked out well for the Texans. I think last year it felt to me like they were trying to draft a defensive tackle at the top of the second round or late in the first round, because there was that band of three defensive tackles that all went within four or five picks.
Yep.
And the Texans just missed out on that.
Yeah, band. Sometimes you get a run on something and you can't move back up. That's the tricky part. It takes two to tango. 713-572-4610. Pettycast. It's going to be a good one. We get petty. Ooh. We're always petty. We get super petty at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays. We'll do that coming up next.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.